Check it out one time.
Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman. What's good, Homer?
I'm blessed. How are you doing and feeling?
Blessed, as always.
Great morning, Will. How you doing and feeling this morning?
Happy Thursday. Good morning.
All right. When you say happy Thursday, what makes it happy for you?
I don't know.
Well, I would say just a quick answer for you. I'm alive. You know, because there's so many people that it's not a happy Thursday.
Yeah.
They didn't wake up or somebody that they love didn't wake up
exactly.
This morning. So, you know, so that being alive, you know, is a happy Thursday for me. You know what I mean?
There it is.
And then to be around Bailey Coleman, you know what I'm saying? That's another big plus.
Oh, here we go. Here we go, Will. Here we go. I'm going to put that check in the mail to you, Homer.
Here we go.
As soon as I make enough to go ahead and put it in the mail.
Yeah, but, you know, what they say, life is a song worth singing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah,
man. But, you know, so many people are doing a sick and shut-in list. You know what I mean?
Because
you know, people going through some things.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, you know.
That's OG Church.
Yeah.
OG Church.
And now we're going to go to the sick and shut-in, you know. So, one of the things that I fight, and I do it in a comical sense.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like, any day above ground is a good day. I said, unless you work for the sewage system and you work in that.
You are crazy.
Like, what? I don't get to go to work today. But like, oh, we want to keep you above ground today. You know, like, people building bunkers. You're like, right. What about us?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We don't want to be above ground right now.
Yeah, you know, that part.
Where we making our money.
That part.
So, yeah, I always put a little humor to it. And, of course, a great morning to our YouTube page. Make sure while you're there you hit that like and subscribe button.
Yes.
Of course, you already know. Nurse Ariane Kawanda said, good morning, Miss Shay Shay Foo Foo.
Good morning, girl. How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Over here in the Shay Shay Foo Foo corner.
Sister Lorena Starbury said, good morning. Sister Roddy Ray Real said, grand rising, yo. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Shakita Marie said, blessed morning, Truth Nation. And Jeff said, good morning, Homer and Bailey and everyone in the chat. Sylvia Coleman said, happy Thursday, Truth Nation.
Good morning.
It's me, S.E. said, good morning, Homer, Bailey, and Truth.
Hey.
Chat. Yeah, so, you know, people are checking in. Dr. Clarissa Lawrence said, good morning, with some smiles and sunshine. They got a lot of different emojis jumping
smiles and sunshine. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta end up enjoying.
You know, one thing that
life.
I miss.
What's that?
I know this sounds crazy, but. You know, with the time change, I love the longer days.
Okay.
I love this time.
Like when the daylight is longer, mm-hmm. It's like 8 o'clock and it's still daylight.
But I actually kind of miss coming in when it's still dark outside. You know, it's crazy.
You
can't
pick
have it both
battles,
ways.
Baby.
Right, can't have it both ways.
Yeah, you got to move to another state.
But it, yeah.
Where
it,
they don't have daylight savings time.
Well, you know. But anyway, I'm just saying, you know, I kind of miss that. But then that's that time of year, so you enjoy, you know, different things. But and I know it sounds strange, but something about driving in, you know.
And it's not sun and
it's
guy.
Not, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
get
that.
You. Yeah, that's the part that kind of get me be like, damn it.
You know? Yeah.
But I'm glad I have transitional lenses.
Right.
Like, it's nothing. It's nothing. Tyrone Harris, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. And great morning. Love you. Appreciate you to everybody on our YouTube chat. Also, you can watch us on Facebook Live, and you can like and follow the page there. We're on X, all at 101.7 The Truth. And then, of course, the True Talk text lines.
833-212-1017. That's my... Say hi to me over there.
That's right. You're going to learn today. And I also hope that Al MKE really gets over.
We got to figure out a time.
Yeah, like
this, the end of the month.
You know what? He probably wouldn't go, but I would have referred him to.
Yeah.
If the late Dr. Carter was still alive and over there on 24th and Burleigh. I don't think he would have went there, but he'd have got him right.
There you go.
You know, whether it's just his voice, you know, throat or whatever it is that's creating that situation.
Yeah.
The late Dr. Carter, he had something for it. Like, for real.
Hold on. I got something for you.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. That's what he would say. I don't know. I never went there.
Listen, I'm talking about, even when people were trying to elude the drug testing system, them people, they line up. They line up to go to Dr. Carter.
What?
Because he had something natural.
He had something
that would
natural
get you
for
black
you.
Right, and you pass. There's so many people. I'm like, what are you going to? Oh, man, you know, he got that. You know what I'm saying? I got to take that test. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow. So he had something natural.
Yeah. Oh, wow. He'd be back there mixing it up and everything.
Such a
he rest in peace.
Jewel. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that, you know, they done a street naming for him while, you know, he was still here. So we're able to see it. You know, it's a great thing when you're able to, you know, smell the flowers.
Get your roses while you're here.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so I guarantee you he'd have got them right. Because, like, for people that had a cough or something like that, he had that black cherry bark cough syrup.
Oh.
You'd be like, sick where?
Oh, really?
Sick where?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm talking whatever your ailment was, it's something natural.
I had a little something going on with my knee. Could hit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You'd have been running a marathon.
Put some tussin on there.
His would have been natural tussin. I'm talking about his pharmaceutical skills were just unmatched.
Wow.
And this is why a lot of us are seasoned citizens. That was the go-to place.
Oh, wow.
Like, whatever it was you were dealing with, he had something for you.
Wow.
Yep. Oh. You go in there and be like, okay. It cost you, though.
It's going to cost you.
Yes.
Well, I got something for you.
I got something for you. It's going to cost you a little bit.
It's going to cost you a little bit, you be good.
Yeah, and I could just, you know, I never, you could kind of see when he would go behind, the glass or whatever.
He'd be back there.
And it's like you watching him mix
and
stuff.
And he probably looking at you
and put the labels on and everything. And come back, he'd be like, hold on just a minute. And he'd go back there. You tell him what it is. And he'd go back there and you watching him like you watching a scientist, work.
He probably looking at you going, he need a little bit more than testing in that part.
And then like, boom, you know. Dr. Carissa Lawrence said Dr. Carter was our Walgreens. Yep, hashtag that part, hashtag facts.
Wow.
Nurse Arian Kawanda said, I truly miss Dr. Cater.
Oh, Miss Bell. Okay.
Come on, Nurse Arian Kawanda. Cater. I guess because he catered the medicine.
No.
Okay.
That's just a little. But you know what?
Yeah.
These typos be happening.
Yeah. And they be happening with you?
No. Well, you know what? I can't stand when I'm driving in the car because, I'm
hands-free. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm talking because you talk text to, and It puts in what it wants to.
Even though you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are some people that ended up doing.
I was saying yesterday, I was texting someone and I was basically blessing them out for not responding to my text, right? Or my phone calls. And it said, I said something about you're not responding to my calls or whatever. And then it said something about you're retarded. And I was like, what is going on here? They picked up the phone to call me immediately. Really?
Right.
That's what we doing? I said, what? I didn't know because I wasn't, So there you go.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. Those talk to text situations where they just put in anything it wants, Mm-hmm. You listen back and it sounds right. And then all of a sudden you get a call back going, oh, so I'm retarded? Is that what you said? That's not what I said. I said you didn't respond to me.
I'm telling you, it's some women that got visits and they thought the man came over unexpectedly. Because whatever they had meant to say, it said, like, you know.
Come on over.
Come on over. And you know what I'm saying? And it's like, here you are. And don't you ever come to my house. If I didn't invite you, don't you come to my house. You're like, look at your text message. Your text message said, and she was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so sorry. Exactly. Yeah, that's not what I meant.
Right. So you're going to learn today. Mm-hmm. Nurse Irene Kawanda said, on my way to school, laughing. and she also said, it may cost you a lot, but it's going to cost you 100. Real talk.
Yeah.
But you're going to be right, though.
Yeah, you're going to be straight.
And you pay for that. I pay for that.
Yeah, hey.
You know?
Long as I'm right.
Look where Shay Shay Fufu at.
Listen.
She'll pay to not have to hear gunshots all night.
Yes, I will.
That's right. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. You deserve a quality of life.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. You deserve for your Walgreens to be open.
Y'all join in. The water's warm up in here.
You deserve for your Walgreens to be open.
Yes, absolutely. And me not ducking and dodging when I'm rolling through.
hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Sincere Ronnie Ray Real said, don't blame your dyslexia on the computer, laughing out loud. See, there you go. Thank you, Sincere Ronnie Ray Real. See, you heard that, Nurse Irene Kawanda. reverse. You know, do the cha-cha slide when you text me. Reverse. Okay, that's
crazy.
Cruel. I'm going to a break.
You are crazy.
Reverse.
See.
Reverse.
Now, see, this is where y'all should have YouTube so you can see what's going on here. Homer is twirling in his chair.
Reverse.
Talking about reverse.
Yeah, but they saw me straight. Okay, anyway, we got to get ready to take care of some bills.
Yes.
You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. When we come back, we're going to be talking about this new progression of Alexis Patterson.
Yeah.
And that's been in the social media news a lot lately.
Yeah.
And people having their conspiracy theories, and the girl that they're talking about don't look nothing like this.
There's been a lot of conspiracy theories over the years. It's been a lot.
And so we'll talk about it. We'll show the new progression picture of what they say she would look like now. Mm-hmm. And it looks nothing like the person that people were saying, oh, look, she got the scar, you know, all of that. So we'll talk about it. We'll get your truth on it. 833-212-1017. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, welcome black. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And shout out to our brother who probably still celebrates MC Dame LZ. You know what I'm saying? It's celebrating his born day on yesterday.
Did you like my birthday thing that
Yeah.
Little Donald Trump, happy birthday dance.
Yeah, he was getting it.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah. Let's see how he reacts to that one.
And he didn't. That was the part that wasn't no fun. I was like, I don't care if you don't laugh. I'm going to laugh at it.
Right.
Ain't nobody else sent you one of these.
Right. That part. Like, you're going to learn today. You're going to learn today. Nurse Irene Kawanda is letting the YouTube page know. Be like, hold on. 25 watching. 5 likes. Hit that like and subscribe button.
Yeah, there it is.
That's all we're saying. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. That's it right there.
Let's do what we got to do.
Absolutely.
Lori Patterson, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Talking about, you know, before we went to break, besides all of the reverse,
mm-hmm.
And I slide to the left.
Right. Slide to the right.
Crisscross.
That part.
One hop this time.
Everybody clap your hands. Dun, 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 dun.
We are crazy, but we're great together. I'm just saying. Some people would try to keep us apart. And be like, y'all can't be up there acting no damn fool. What y'all not going to do is act no damn fool.
Listen.
I ain't even do nothing.
Okay.
I ain't even do nothing. But in the news, they just said, release this because, again, May 3rd, 2002 is when Alexis Patterson went missing.
Right.
On her way to Highmount
Elementary School.
And, you know, there was the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children have now released a new age processed image because she would now be 31 years old.
Right.
And of course, you know, the hope is that she's still alive. There's been so many conspiracy theories. There have been so many people that this image came up of this one lady who has kids and all of that and was married. And they're like, this is her. I know it's her. And, you know, it's like they've done a DNA. They said it was inconclusive. It wasn't, you know, they said it wasn't her. The woman says it's not her.
Well, wouldn't you? How old was she when she was taken?
Like, 2002. Let's see, where were we at? She'd be 31 now. So, yeah, she was, what, about three or something like that?
When she was taken?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at, let's see, May 3rd,
2002. She was going to elementary school.
Saying that she would be 31 now, so we just have to do the math minus that. She'd be, yeah, but I think she was, let's see, I'm trying to get her exact age when she went missing. She was seven. She was 7 years old.
Yeah, okay. At seven, you might not remember. Probably not. You know what I mean? Think about it. Do you remember when you were 7 years old?
Hell yeah. Listen. What Michael Jackson say? When I was 5 years old. You know, yeah, I remember. Now, talk about two. And again, you know, I've talked about this before, and this is why when I talk about truth and I talk about keeping it real to the next level,
mm-hmm.
I've never been afraid to do that and face situations head on. So because of a situation that ended up putting me into a foster home, it wasn't because I was a bad, terrible two toddler. Mm-hmm. It was because my father, may he continue to rest in peace, and ended up shooting my mother. She ended mm-hmm. up surviving, mm-hmm. and, you know, but he had shot her multiple times. She was living with, you know, bullets in her head, in her skull. One bullet was too close to her heart, so
mm-hmm.
They couldn't take it out. And then she had fragments of lead mm-hmm. that was, you know, throughout her body. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it really messed her up.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't the intended target. And I'm just bringing context to this because I've done it before. I do it all the time. So,
right.
So for some people that would go into, you know, so yeah. You may not have heard this story, but
right.
I talk about it openly because maybe it'll help other people.
Right.
But yeah, so because of that, she was in no shape. She was in the hospital for a long time.
So you remember that from back then?
This is where I'm going with it.
Mm-hmm.
Those things were, you know, told to me, and I'm talking about why I say, you know, two, maybe I wouldn't have remembered everything.
Right.
Not. So a lot of these things were shared with me.
Okay.
And so because of that, you know, when she ended up getting shot, I was in, and you know what? I don't know if it's one of the reasons that, like, my colors that I like, you know, I like black, of course,
mm-hmm.
but I like royal blue.
Okay.
But I was in a royal blue. This is what they, you know, my mother let me know and other people let me know. You know, we just came home from church
mm-hmm.
and she had laid me on the bed and was about to change me out of my little toddler, 2-year-old toddler,
okay.
Blue, you know, royal blue outfit that
okay.
I had on, you know,
right.
So. You know, I was looking dapper, I was told. While that was happening, my father, who ended up, you know, coming home and her mother was there, my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
And they had a turbulent, you know, relationship. So, you know how
okay.
some people are like, I hate my mother-in-law and all
right.
that kind of stuff. So it was one of them situations. But it was because my father was abusive to my mother. So you get what I'm saying?
Right,
so it's
right.
One of the mamas like, you need to get rid of him or whatever the case
right,
may be.
Right.
So he came over when he came home. It was like, what's she doing here type situation. Kind of like one of those stories where the man said, I don't want your mother and father here.
Right.
And he ended up taking out her and the mother and the father.
Right,
he took the
right.
mother and the father out first and then took her. So it was one of those kind of situations to whereas it was like he didn't want her there, you know what I'm saying, at the house.
Exactly.
So she was there. And so when he came in, of course, he had a weapon on him. He carried a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled it out and was like, you know, they were arguing. And he said, I'll kill you. And he attempted to try to do that. My mother was in the room, again, trying to get ready to undress me to take me out of my church little royal blue suit. or whatever it could have been, you know, it was royal blue. I know they told me that specifically. And she heard that the commotion.
Mm-hmm.
So she ran into the living room and that's where they were at. And they were actually in the dining room area because that's where the table was to eat. But you got a living room, then a dining room, unless you live in a kitchenette. But so when she came out, she saw it and he had the gun out. And he was aiming the gun at my grandmother. So he was aiming the gun at my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother came and said, jumped in front of my grandmother, her mother. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, don't you shoot my mama. Don't you kill my mama.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling her, move, 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 move. But again, he was like across the table. So and she wouldn't move. She wouldn't move. And her mother, my grandmother was saying, no, like, move, move, move. Like, you know, like let him do what he called himself going to do. I ain't scared of him.
Right.
You know, you might be scared of him because of the abusiveness or whatnot. I ain't scared of him. So my grandmother ended up pushing my mother out of the way and was, you know, like, well, come on, what you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
My mother was able to regain her balance and jump back in front. So as he started to unload the gun, because he unloaded all of the bullets hit my mother. And so I had to go to a foster home. I had, you know, it's nine of us. Only six are deceased. My immediate brothers and sisters, six of them are deceased. So and so my two sisters, my older sister and both of them, everybody was older than me except one. So that situation ended up happening, and she wasn't able to keep all of us.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Plus, she was in the hospital, but you know what I'm saying? So grandmother could, you know, take over and do that. My father went to prison and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, damn it, we're about to run into a commercial. So then when I get black, rather than finishing that up, but I've said all of this before, so some people are like, damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
For real? Yeah. But I went to a foster home to kind of top it off. I ended up having to go to a foster home, so I was in a foster home for years. But in the first two foster homes, and I'm using all of this to talk about age memory. So, hell yeah, I remember it by seven, you know, even before seven, I got memory. I'm 5 years old, I did this and I did that. But being two, not so much, because when I was in those the first two foster homes, I was removed from them because the foster parents were very abusive to me, not in a sexual way, but beating me. Like, they were beating me.
Okay.
And there were other foster children in that home. And whenever the caseworker came out, they kept saying, she beat him. So I don't know what I was doing at 2 years old. Maybe I was terrible too. I don't know, but they beat the hell out of me enough to where they was like, okay, we got to take him out of this foster home and put him in another one. And the second foster home they put me in, that person also was obviously evil and was beating the hell out of me to where those foster kids were saying, she beat him. So then I got moved to a stable foster home and I was there for a very long time. So the rest is part of just of who I am and my legacy. And it's one of those things and reasons why, when I hear people talking about how they came up and this, that, and the other, didn't nobody give a damn. I'm like, listen, you can miss me with all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, the man that you know now,
mm-hmm.
I've been through some stuff.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Clearly.
So it's like, I didn't, you know, but I still made the right choices in my life. I could have chose hanging with the ones who wanted to break into cars and break into houses, go out and try to rob people and all that. I could have made all those choices.
Yeah.
And from statistics, I was supposed to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
came
yeah.
from a foster home. This, yeah. that, and the other. This, that, and the other. So, but again, that's why I say it's about choices.
It is about choices.
Again, peer pressure was there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's pimps, players, drug dealers, yeah. all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Heroin addicts and all of that.
Yeah.
Came up around all of that. But yeah. I chose not to. I don't smoke cigarettes. People always, hey, let's take a puff. No, I chose not to smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Alcohol. They offered it to me.
Yeah.
I chose not to drink.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's about choices. And again, people that be like, well, that's just because you were strong. No, we got choices.
Yeah.
So you're going to either make a right choice for you or you're going to make a wrong choice. And when you make those wrong choices, 5 seconds can change your life.
That part.
5 seconds.
Yes.
You know, so with that, that's why I say I'm allergic to ENC's excuses and complaints.
Ooh.
Because,
yeah.
hell, I've been through that.
I
the peer pressure from all of the other kids, yeah, that was out there running deep.
Yes.
But
that's
I didn't
so
give
true.
In to it. I didn't give in to it.
That's the great thing about it.
And my thing is, you don't have to give in to it either.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's a choice.
Yeah, if you end up choosing because, but everybody, that's all they keep bringing. They're talking about sell dope. I never sold dope, none of that.
There it is.
But, yeah, got the love and respect
yes.
of my city
yeah.
and people around the world, actually.
There you go.
So we got to get ready to take care of some bills. I know, Will, I'm late. Will is like, damn it, Homer. Can we play the damn commercial? I just felt that needed to get out. That's why I do it periodically. I'll go through the story so people will understand. Be like, damn, I didn't know that about you, Blow.
Yeah.
Well, you just ain't been listening long enough because I say it on every platform that I've been on.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying? So, Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. When we come back, we'll go more with this new age progression picture
right.
that was put out by the, what is it, the Missing and Exploited, the National Missing
yes.
and Exploited Children. Database. So we'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, great morning. Welcome black. I'm the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And we are talking about, and you know, what led into me just speaking of, and it was just trying to say like 2 years old. And that's where that came from. But the True Talk text lines are open at 833-212-1017.
Well, what we were saying, my point was I was not sure that at seven she might have remembered.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, anything. But, you know, because for my childhood, I don't remember, you know, this day happened, this, that. But when things happen that are very traumatic, such as what you have gone through, I would assume that, yeah, you do remember certain things. My first memory was coming down a slide and being stuck at the top of it. I was supposed to go down, but the slide was so big, I was scared to go down. And so I started crying. And my cousin tried to get me to go down, all this and that. It was mm-hmm. just like drama.
Mm-hmm.
And so my sister had to come up and get me. Well, I look at that slide today. Do you know how small that slide is and how huge it was to me?
Hashtag that part. Hashtag
but that was my first memory. Other than that, I can look at pictures and see and remember moments.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember when we took this picture. Oh, I remember thinking this and that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't remember the whole, you know, any yep. type of major, you know, things. But I grew up differently. So
mm-hmm.
there we go.
Mm-hmm. #that part #facts. You got some things on the Truth Talk text line, and I got some from YouTube. And I think we got a call that might be coming in. But
yeah, Stacy said mothers will protect their babies. When we were preteens in the neighborhood, someone threatened my older brother with a butcher knife, and my mother jumped in front of my brother, taking away the threat, putting the threat on her. Nothing happened negatively, but related to your story.
Yeah. Hashtag that part.
Oh, yeah.
And they said another comment before that. Well, a couple of comments, I guess.
let's see. Thanks for sharing, Homer, because most of the times there's a story very similar and one can use it for their life.
Yep. Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. Stacy Smiter on our YouTube page said, I spent a lot of time in and out of foster homes, shelters, homeless as a teen. I live every life you can imagine. And said, also said, I don't agree with that assessment. And I'm sure he's talking about where I said, you got choices.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't agree with that assessment, but I respect your point of view. Rendition One said, furthermore, what's the status of Ayanna's $10 million lawsuit pertaining to it? I ain't heard it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they talked about something was supposed to happen. It was, there's been nothing. So right now, my concern is still Alexis Patterson. I rode around for over a year mm-hmm. with her pictures posted in my vehicle on all my windows. I had them on the mm-hmm. side panel, you know, the little smaller, you know, the windows in, on the black.
Yeah.
I had it in my windshield, yeah. like laying on the front. So if you saw the car parked anywhere, you would see it.
Mm-hmm.
I had them laying in the rear window. Like if you would have came behind it walking past the car, you would have saw it. So I went to Washington Park many a days mm-hmm. and was involved in trying to search for her at different locations when they say, well, okay, we're going to meet up here and go search, trying to help the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office mm-hmm. when we were going to these parks
mm-hmm.
and look for her. So I've got time spent. My legs got time vested mm-hmm. in looking for and searching the city for Alexis Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we still don't have any situations to report like that. But if we can get Will to put up on our YouTube page, or if you're watching us on Facebook Live, we'll show you the new, we got a video, which it will also have that that picture there. So we're going to give you this video. We're going to show it to you. But the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children has just released a new age progressed image, which shows what Alexis Patterson should look like being 31 years old today. So we're going to go to this video and you follow along and then we'll get a you'll probably see the picture.
Well, it's one of Milwaukee's most haunting unsolved cases, the disappearance of Alexis Patterson.
Tonight, 12 News obtained a new aged progressed photo of what the then 7-year-old girl might look like today. 12 News' Nick Bohr has the exclusive.
And I approved of the photo because I believe that it looks like my daughter.
It looks like that could be her as a 31-year-old.
Most definitely. Looks like her, yeah. Could be.
Alexis Patterson's father, Kenya Campbell, alerted 12 News this week that he approved the photo's release. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children just posted the image projecting Alexis's appearance as a 31-year-old. It's the first age progression photo in 7 years. The first grader was reported missing when she didn't come home from Highmount Elementary School back in May of 2002. Still agonizing over her disappearance, her father is still pushing for Milwaukee police to do more.
It's all about Alexis keeping her face in the public, hoping somebody come off some information because somebody knows something.
And while many of the leads in this case have gone cold, her father is still searching for answers. Alexis.
So, yeah, that was WISN 12 News. And for those of you who were able to watch and you're watching us on YouTube and on Facebook Live or on X, you were able to see that picture, and this is the father approved, you know, her mm-hmm. biological father approved of the progression.
Now, that's someone image. That you have not seen a lot of in this whole saga over the however many years it's been,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
23 years. I never right. really seen her father out there like that. It's mostly what you see
Ayanna.
Is her mother mm-hmm. and her stepfather, her former stepfather before
LaRon,
he passed.
LaRon Ball, yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. before he passed.
Yep, absolutely. The True Talk text lines are open, 833-212-1017. We've got Blake Gump, because he's been a part of everything. great morning, Blake. Love you, appreciate you. What's your truth?
Well, you're right about that, man. Just condolences to the family. We all lived through that. You know, I've been here all my life. And to have that ever missing, I couldn't imagine not knowing where your child could be, or the resilience of what's happening, of where she is or whatever, or he is. But my truth is, I miss Dame's birthday. I want to sing, but if y'all don't want me to, I won't.
Oh, no, Dame, no, don't, please don't,
I'm not. I know, that's why I said I'm not. But my earliest memory of me as a youth was my grandfather's. It was, like you said, something traumatic. It was my grandfather's funeral out 3 and a half. And then, actually, the Christmas tree fell on me, and then we went down south. And I remember everything from that, from like the tree falling on me and the funeral and stuff like that. And all my aunties and uncles, like, how? I remember the suit I had on, the funeral home, everything. They're like, how do you remember that? I'm like, you remember everything that you're supposed to. But as far as, like, a missing child or being taken from someone, man, I wouldn't know what to do or fathom the feeling from that. So just pray for the safety of our children, the rebuilding of our community. And we got some good things coming out this summer. I'll stay in touch with you, big brother.
All right.
And I love you, man.
Love you more. Love you more. Again, we got to get ready to take care of some more bills because of our belated it's my fault. It was my fault. But it was my truth. And I think that it's important to share that. So some people that feel like, oh, man, life is just coming down on me. I came up hard. I came up this. I came up that. You are not alone. I went through some things that are very traumatic. But, you know, here I stand. We got to get ready to take care of some bills, but Sincere Ronnie Ray Real has said on the YouTube page, I feel you on that, Homer. It's definitely about choices and decisions, young or old, wise or dumb. I grew up in conditions and circumstances, didn't always make the best of things, but I always knew. So truth in the morning, we'll talk a little bit more because the conspiracy theories are running rampant about Alexis and, no, that's not her. She's living here and she's living there. But yeah, we're going to find out. We'll give you a chance to talk about it. Truth in the Morning will be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, great morning. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And shout out to our producer, Will, who's in here.
Hey, Will.
Down for us. We're talking about Alexis Patterson and this newly released age-progressed photo saying what they believe Alexis Patterson would look like now. And, you know, there's been so much where people was like, oh, it's the woman, and I see it even on our YouTube page, that the woman in Ohio, that's her, and the woman is denying and saying that's not her. She's saying, leave me alone.
She might know who she is. She might have had the same mother and father her whole life. Might have a little DNA situation going. Mm-hmm. She might know. I'm just saying. Maybe.
So, you know, we have to, you know.
My mama might have had witnesses when, you know, I had a lot of people in the delivery room when Kendall was being born. Mm-hmm. So, might have had some people there.
Right.
Probably kept the baby with her the whole time. That's what I did.
Yeah. So,
just saying.
Bailey, you're being too logical.
I'm just, you know, putting it out there for everybody.
So, the thing that, you know, some people may be pushing for, it's your chance and opportunity to call in and speak your truth. 833-212-1017. That's the Truth Talk text lines. And you can give us your thoughts. It doesn't make it solid, but we can't just go with, in my opinion, well, I choose not to go with just conspiracy theories of who's who and being inaccurate or when we're proven wrong. Because some people, even when they're proven wrong, they won't give up. They're like, no, that ain't, just because she said she ain't her, that don't mean it. She was brainwashed.
Yeah, there's a lot of, And there's a lot of, I mean, and rightfully so, there's a lot of conspiracy theories
Absolutely.
Out there because nobody knows.
Right.
Nobody knows if we definitively.
We wouldn't even be having this conversation. There would not be an age progress photo released by the National Center. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I got one here on the Two Talk text on 833-212-1017. You know, we were talking earlier about how you didn't see a lot from, I mean, this is one of the first times I've seen the father.
Right, absolutely.
Her actual biological father.
Yep.
stepping out, saying anything or doing anything. I mean, he could have very well, and I'm sure he was in the background doing his thing or whatever, mm-hmm. but he was never like...
Right. Ayanna was always the prominent one.
She was. She was. Yep. And so Al hit us up and said, Bailey, something ain't right about that, about the father, the biological father not being out there. Mm-hmm. Do you think that the father really... knows something and is not talking? And my response is that I don't think so. I think during this time, the mother has just taken up that space. And maybe that was an agreement between the two of them. You go ahead and do that, and I'm be over here doing whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She took up a lot of space, a lot of air, and rightfully so. She's a mother.
Right.
She is the mother. So I think the father just stood down and let her do her thing because he probably felt like she had a better chance
mm-hmm.
of, you know, being out there and getting this resolved.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't disagree with that. You got to, you know, play your role and play your part. And right now, this is just what now he's out here and this is what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't necessarily mean one thing or another.
Yeah.
I think that, you know.
There is, to rendition one, I hear you. I see your comments. A lot of them have some explicitness in it. So we're trying to not, you know, try to read them because I'm not going to read anything that would get us an FCC violation.
Right. What's the summation of what he has to say?
I'm not sure if he or she, but one of the things that one of the other last things she said, the woman never said she wasn't Alexis on tape or camera, or no footage of her saying none of that. There was audio of her saying that she's not Alexis Patterson. She's talked with law enforcement and says she's not Alexis Patterson. I'm not going to force somebody to be Alexis Patterson if they telling me that they're not. So, again, that goes back into me talking about the different conspiracy theories. My thing is, anybody that feels that that's her, take your ass down there to Ohio and go get her and bring her ass home. We've been missing her. We've been wanting to try to find her for a long damn time. Why haven't you went and took your ass down there
Ooh.
To Ohio
Ooh.
And got her?
Ooh.
Why haven't you forced her? Because it would be kidnapped. It
right.
would be kidnapping if you went
yeah.
down there and forced a woman who is saying that she is not her. So, again, I understand. We all got a right to have conspiracy theories. But sometimes,
mm-hmm.
if you're not going to put yourself into some action,
right.
then just stand down.
Yeah.
We want it to come to a happy resolution
yeah.
that Alexis comes home and she's alive and well.
Yes.
But I'm not getting ready to say, hey, let's all go down here because we believe it, even though she's saying she not her. She just been brainwashed. It's Stalin. You get what I'm saying? Come on. Like, again, you're not going to come get me. Homer, you are such and such. You're a damn lie. If I say I'm not, I'm not. You feel what I'm saying?
I feel
well,
what
it's just because you've been gone for 24 years. That's why you say you, you know, listen, I get it. Most of us really do want to see her safe. I wouldn't have spent weeks, months. I spent months.
Yes.
I used my vehicle for over a year
mm-hmm.
with pictures and numbers to call law enforcement, you know, to call the National Center of Exploitation of Missing Children. I was on all that.
Yeah.
I was on the radio at WNOV during this process.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, I every year, it didn't take the news. A lot of people stopped reporting about her.
Yeah.
Every time that came up, I always kept bringing up Alexis Patterson.
Well, I was at...
That's just my...
Yeah, I was at V100 at the time, and we did talk about it, and we had the mom and the dad. We actually had the family out at Jam for Peace,
mm-hmm.
and we had them pass out flyers out there. There was the whole, you know,
mm-hmm.
and when we talk about that, that's thousands of people.
That's right.
That come out, and we talked about it on the air regularly and mm-hmm. on the anniversary. So, you know, it had maximum exposure, especially with the people of color in this community, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember distinctly, you know, on the north side, there was a lot of people, mm-hmm. Especially a lot of senior citizens mm-hmm. that had her picture posted at their house.
Yeah.
In the windows of their houses. Yeah.
Listen.
And one of the things, I remember that because my son's great aunt had her picture in her window mm-hmm. for years, for over 10, 15 years. It's probably still in the window of that house.
Right.
Looking for her. You know?
Yeah.
So, a lot, I mean, and in the end, I mean, we may never know.
Right.
We may never, we might not find out what happened till we get to the other side.
Right.
There's things like that. You don't know.
Right. Like, you know, and when we're talking about, like, what mothers will do, you know, just on the YouTube page, we're saying, like, look, my mother stepped in when somebody was trying to stab my brother, and she jumped in like, mm-mm. And as they said, that luckily nothing negative ended up happening. But this is how far, you know, mothers will go.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And then we're coming into the week of the weekend of Mother's Day coming up. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So where we salute, you know what I'm saying, our mothers. And again, I just feel like, you know, we have to understand if we're on the sideline.
Yeah.
We sideline talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We sideline saying this, sideline saying
oh,
that.
Yeah.
If you got definitive proof, what are you going to do? Are you going to go down there and kidnap the person? This is what I'm saying. Are you willing to put your freedom on the line by going to kidnap this person then force that person to admit that they are somebody that they've openly said that they're not?
If her mother and her father didn't do it, what do you have in this?
We got to take care of some bills. we'll go into this because, again,
what
we want to hear from people.
You got in this game?
Yeah. what's the True Talk text line?
833-212-1017. We want to hear from you. All your opinions. All of them.
There you go.
We want to hear from you. 833-212-1017.
Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. The Truth will be black.